declined to testify, the judge dismissed the case. Andrew Douglas Reed pleaded guilty to multiple counts of second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor for producing child pornography. Aide to Senator Barbara Boxer, Jeff Rosato, pleaded guilty to charges of trading in child pornography. New Jersey State Assemblyman Neil Cohen was convicted of possession and distribution of child pornography. Tim Nolan, chairman of Donald Trump's presidential campaign in Kentucky, pled guilty to child sex trafficking, and on February 11th, 2018, he was then sentenced to serve 20 years in prison. Senator Ralph Shorty was indicted on 4 counts of human trafficking and child pornography. He pleaded guilty to 1 count of child sex trafficking in exchange for the dropping of the other charges. Anti-abortion activist Howard Scott Heldreth is a convicted child rapist in Florida. Judge Mark Pazahanek pleaded no contest for fondling a 10-year-old girl and was sentenced to 10 years probation. Legislator Edison Misla was sentenced to 10 years in prison for raping his daughter between the ages of 9 and 17 years old. Mayor Philip Gordano is serving a 37-year sentence in federal prison for sexually abusing 8 and 10-year-old girls. Senator Strom Thurmond, a notable racist, had sex with a 15-year-old black girl, which produced a child. Anti-gay activist Robert Bauman was charged with having sex with a 16-year-old boy that he picked up at a gay bar. Committee Chairman Jeffrey Patty was arrested for distributing a video clip of a 5-year-old girl being raped. Preacher Stephen White, who demanded a return to traditional values, was sentenced to jail after $20 to a 14-year-old boy for permission to perform oral sex on him. Anti-gay activist Earl Butch Kimmerling was sentenced to 40 years in prison for molesting an 8-year-old girl after he attempted to stop a gay couple from adopting her. Candidate Richard Gardner admitted to molesting his 2 daughters. Young Republican Federation Nicholas Elizondo molested his 6-year-old daughter and was sentenced to 6 years in prison. New York Congressman Anthony Weiner pled guilty to transferring obscene materials to a minor as part of a plea agreement for sexted and sending Twitter DMs to underage girls. Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein is being criminally prosecuted and civilly sued for years of sexual abuse. That was a well-known secret in Hollywood, including underage sexual activities with aspiring actresses. Mayor of Racine, Wisconsin, Gary Becker, was convicted of attempted child seduction, child pornography, and other child sex crimes. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray resigned after multiple accusations of child sex abuse, which were levied against him, including by family members. New York Congressman Fred Richmond was arrested in Washington, D.C. for soliciting sex from a 16-year-old boy. Spokesperson for Subway, Jared Fogel, was convicted of distribution and receipt of child pornography and traveling to engage in illicit sexual conduct with a minor. State Department official Carl Kerry, under Hillary Clinton's State Department, was arrested on 10 counts of child porn possession. Maine Assistant Attorney General James Cameron was sentenced to over 15 years in federal prison for 7 counts of child porn possession, receipt, and transmission. State Department official Daniel Rosen, under Hillary Clinton's State Department, was arrested and charged with allegedly soliciting sex from a minor over the internet. State Department official James Cafferty pleaded guilty to 1 count of transportation of child pornography. radio show host Bernie Ward pled guilty to one count of sending child pornography over the internet. Deputy Attorney General from California, Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Man, I'll tell you what, I was just online and I noticed an individual that I know who's a representative in the state of Minnesota reiterating unconstitutional points time and time again, and I've had him on the show several times, and he keeps making reference to the left this and the left that, which is a mere straw man, folks. It's a scapegoat for what they're responsible for, and throughout the duration of the show today, you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. I said, it's a sad day in America. I posted this on his post, and I had said to him, it's a sad day in America when that's all said representatives. The good guys can do is highlight the crimes of those that they tolerate. And that, in fact, is what's taking place in this country today concerning their said representatives. And it goes much further than that. And I'm going to show that to you in just a moment. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, with that, I just want to say, folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. And go ahead and check that out as well. Social media platforms, if you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, we all know we've been sold a bad crop of a bunch of scoundrels. One of those scoundrels just happens to be, and I'm sad to say it because I respected his dad and I respected his uncle in a lot of ways. And I'm talking about RFK Jr., who had recently come out and said that he has a vision that within 4 years, every American, friends, will be wearing wearables. Now, what does that mean? It means it's one step closer to getting a chip inside of your body, Revelation 13, 17. Some will say, I'm fear-mongering. No, it's a fact. And if it's a healthy fear, that's a good thing, right? It's like when you walk up to the edge of a cliff and all of a sudden you feel that fear come on you to back up so you don't go over the end of the cliff and destroy yourself. Well, that's a good fear. It's a filial fear, friends. Not a diabolical to those that have enough common sense to make distinction. And the fact of the matter is, folks, I'm not fear-mongering. I'm just merely trying to warn you concerning what's coming. Psalm 19:11. And the Lord gave us those warnings, friends. It's called the law of God. In making reference to it, it exposes the good, the bad, and the ugly. Ezekiel 44:23. But let me get back to my point here. RFK has been sold to the American people as one that's going to make America's health great again, right? MAHA. And if I said the acronym the wrong way, you still understand the point that I'm making here. I want to show something to you, and this is none other than Catherine Fitz. And she had said most recently that MAHA is a Trojan horse leading to the control grid, along with her and, along with him, RFK Jr., and none other than the Satanist himself, Elon Musk. Just ask him. I want to go ahead and play this for you, and I want you to hear it, and I want you to see it as well. It
has turned out to be a Trojan horse. Mm. It's just, I don't know if you saw this, Kennedy just came out, and he said his vision for everybody in America is they have a wearable, which means he's the Judas goat walking everybody into the control grid. So, I think any hope that he was playing an inside game, my hope was he was playing an inside game and sort of making compromises so he could get something done, but he and Elon Musk are having a competition for who can get the most people into the control grid the fastest. So do you know what a Judas goat is in livestock management?
Nope.
Okay. A Judas goat, you'll train a goat to walk all the sheep into the slaughterhouse. So here's the slaughterhouse. The Judas goat kind of walks in, and right at the end, he turns, and then the sheep go into the slaughterhouse. So his job is to steer people. So I was hoping Kennedy was playing an inside game, but he's, based on what he said the other day, he's the Judas goat. And he and Musk are having a competition, I think, for making the control grid fashionable.
Did you hear that, friends? And again, there's one of those things that we try to forewarn people, and a couple weeks later, here it comes, and it's like we sit back and we try to meekly say, we try to tell the people. And I think a lot of stuff is coming to the surface right now, folks. This is the mercy of the Lord, as I said yesterday. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. That is the mercy of God looking to the church to stand up and magnify his commandments against those that are committing the crime. That is a mercy to the innocent, friends, to look the other way and magnify the crime in overlooking the law. You have it completely upside down. That is judgment and justice turned backwards. Read the whole of Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. Now, in saying all that, I want to highlight one more thing before we get to our first hard break. Pam Bondi dropped the case against Pfizer, pharmaceutical company Pfizer. I want you to remember that during the pandemic, friends, in 2015, they were to fall under investigation. One of the CEOs of the CDC during that time came forward and told the Congress what, in fact, was going on inside of the CDC. They were to fall under investigation in 2021. It wasn't that they fell under investigation. They then created a crisis to bail out Big Pharma out of debt. And they stole your money in the process by creating a crisis as they play on the other side of that. Get your experimental jab as the problem solver. Well, let me show you what Pam Bondi just did by lowering the law and saying, we're just going to drop this case. Again, showing you who these people are. Pfizer's own data. Did you know that miscarriage is up 279%? Did you know that breast cancer is up 487%. You didn't hear this on the mainstream media. Of course not. Did you know that nervous system damage is up 1,048%? This is Pfizer's own data. Birth defects spikes to 155% after the pandemic. Male infertility spikes 350%. Testicular cancer spikes 369%. Hypertension, it spikes 2,181%. This is Pfizer's own data. Malignant neoplasms spikes 664%. This is all Pfizer's own data. Bell's palsy, myocarditis, infarction, 269%, ovarian dysfunction, 437%, female infertility, 471%. Wow.
Hi, this is Nick Hillman. I found it very difficult to find a local church to attend that wasn't compromised or teaching false doctrine. I've been listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty on Sunday mornings. If you're looking to get fed by the Word of God through Holy Spirit-led church on a weekly basis, join us on Sunday mornings or listen when you can. Bradley digs deeper and gives simple, clear understanding to the Word of God. I have never met anyone like him. He's a biblical encyclopedia that walks the walk and talks the talk, a true follower of Jesus.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh my goodness, folks. Oh my goodness. What is happening to your country, people? What is happening to your country? I want to make clear, you all understand, as John Adams, the second president of the United States, rightly proclaimed back in 1770 to the Massachusetts Gazette, he used the surname of Novengloss, or the alias is Novengloss. That was his name when he wrote letters for the Gazette. He said, we are a government of laws. We're not a government of men. We're a government of laws, God's laws. If we cannot speak the law as it is, where is our liberty? Exactly. Action speaks louder than words, though, doesn't it, friends? Yes, and the way that we speak loud and clear is by what we do concerning the magnification of that law. So, let's move forward here, friends. I got some things you need to see. You all know that this is, and this isn't the paparazzi, friends, but if you want to know where all this hysteria is coming from right now concerning Donald Trump, pay attention. Do I think a lot of that this is distraction and smoke and mirrors? Yes, I do, unless the people awake. And that's what I was talking about Luke 12:2 just a couple of moments ago. Keeping the judgments of the Lord establishes the righteousness of the Lord on this earth as it is in heaven through the church and through our government. And I'm saying that for the very purpose of Isaiah 26:9 comes to my aid, where it says that the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness when the Lord's judgments are in the earth. Who are the judgments to come through, if not the church? Again, that's all we have to do is look to history, study the past, our forefathers told us, and let's study our forefathers who established what it is that we have here today. And it's also interesting that when you go to the Yorktown Museum, it's my favorite place to go, one of the favorite places that I've ever been to in all of my life. I read every word in that museum. But it's interesting that the father of the Constitution, James Madison, said that our government is established upon judgment. What it is that we won't tolerate in teaching men the fear of God. Not the other way around. Not a false version of mercy and a false version of compassion and a false version of love where it's completely gutted and defanged. Folks, and the list goes on, and we see lawlessness prevail today because people don't understand that the love of God is fulfilled in what? If we look at Matthew 22:37, we're to love our neighbors as ourselves, and what is it? The fulfilling of the law. So we do unto others, friends, and when it comes to Deuteronomy 19:19, when we see crime, namely on the scene in the church or in government or in our communities, what do we do to make sure that we're upholding the law so we remain free? We uphold the law, not the other way around. Folks, I've said it before, and I want you to hear carefully. You live in a society today that has taught the people a biblical illiteracy and a constitutional illiteracy and a historical illiteracy. Just don't pay attention to none of what I just said, the above said, and you're going to get what you've got today. But I'm saying this for the very purpose, folks, that you've been conditioned to show more compassion to the criminals than the victims themselves. That's not a good place to put yourself, friends, because that is the stuff that the Lord will not tolerate in any sense of the word. Matter of fact, he says just the opposite in Amos 5:15. We're to establish justice in the gate, judgment in the gate, to deter the crime, not the other way around. Not the other way around. And I think of Proverbs 20, where it says that when a king, Article 6, Section 2, under the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, when he sits on the throne of judgment, he scattereth evil. Not the other way around, where you end up with the Psalm 12:8. You see and wonder, Americans are trying to figure out why do we see all of these scoundrels to our left and to our right? And these are the people that have been sold to us as the good guys. Yes, because people don't want to listen to guys like me until after the fact or after it's too late. But the fact of the matter is you have all these scoundrels, the wicked walking on every side. Why? Because the vilest of men have been exalted. The vilest of men have been exalted. Now, yesterday I had highlighted the fact that Donald Trump himself is calling for Make America Great Again, the base to end the Epstein file obsession. And then I showed you how the good little controlled operatives sold to you as the conservatives, like the Charlie Kirks and the Ben Shapiros and the Mark Levins, and the list goes on, how they're all falling in line with what Donald Trump just said. You know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm just not going to do this anymore. No, they're extorted men. They're all going the same direction. What does history teach us, people? That when everything is going one way, especially coming from the corruption that you've seen in administration after administration, and again, nobody believes the media, but they're the ones driving the narrative. That's the direction the majority of the people are going in this country until now, until recently. Because people are starting to see something that they didn't expect. And what it is exactly, again, going back to what it was that we've been highlighting for some time. And we didn't wait for a second administration to tell you. We were telling you this stuff during the first administration of Donald Trump. And what am I talking about? Well, let's go down here, and I want you to see this really quick, because people are catching up, and I praise God that people are catching up. But see this little girl right here? Her name is Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson was the 13-year-old girl named known as Jane Doe who came out and filed suit against Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. The same court documentation that we have been showing you for some time now. Why was your said president of corporate America, why was he shaken when Epstein's name came up? Because his name is all over it. That's why. This is something that nobody is going to be able to cover up at this point. I've said before, that's all you have to do is go online. Just concerning the said president of the United States. Hey, folks, let me say this so you understand. Whatever starts at the top will go to the bottom. Did you know that when Bill Clinton was in office, did you know that pornography went up 92% in the country when they found out that he was committing adultery? Isn't that crazy? Yeah, some people say, well, I'm not influenced by that. Nonsense. If you're tolerating it, you're influenced by it. If you're standing against it, you're being influenced by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because you understand the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. But here's Donald Trump. Stop talking about Epstein, all in caps. Look at all the pictures and all the video coming out now of Donald Trump's involvement with raping little kids. Now, some will say, well, that's pretty extreme. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we just do this? Let's just go and listen to what people are saying now. Again, after the fact, but this is my job. In a prophetic ministry, we get to go out there in the front. We get to be led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14, and begin to show things that are to come. And here comes the Lord, no matter if I'm scoffed, I'm mocked, I'm laughed at, I'm proclaiming to be something that I've never proclaimed to be. Whatever you want to say, the fact of the matter is you can always come back here because the Spirit of God will come in and he will justify the point that he was making months and years before the people even knew it. And I praise God for the giftings. 1 Corinthians 12. Also go to 1 Corinthians 14. Listen to this senator, and I want you to listen to what's now coming out concerning what it is. I guess it's safe to come out now. All these individuals that wanted to come out from the shadows, now they're coming out of the shadows, they're coming out of the closets, and they're saying what they've always wanted to say. Let's listen to this senator.
Trump promised to end the wars. He promised to release the Epstein files. Did anyone really think the sexual predator president who used to party with Jeffrey Epstein was going to release the Epstein files?
Exactly. So people are getting pretty bold about it now. Isn't that crazy? It's safe to now come out and give the information out to the American people as to what they put back into the people's White House. Now, again, do you think that the 86% that profess to be Christians in this country, if they actually knew the word, which a great majority on the higher end do not even have a clue to what the word of God says, yet they claim to be the Lord's, right? They say, Lord, Lord, but the Lord says to them, you call me Lord, Lord, but you do not those things that I say. Why? Because they don't know concerning the doctrine, and yet that's the first prerequisite in John 7:17. Shame on you, hypocrites. You're the worst of men. You say, but you do not. You hold the truth in unrighteousness, putting that in order, Matthew 23:3 and Romans 1:18. Let's see what else is coming out here, friends. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to hold over on this next one because there's a whole lot of people, namely women, that are coming out trying to tell you what it is that we've been trying to tell you for the last 7 years. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0000. 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
Hey there, I'm Brittany Hillman. I'm proud to call Bradley Dean with Sons of Liberty a teacher, a brother, and a friend. In God's perfect timing through the Holy Spirit, Bradley is the only person that has ever taught me the truth behind the process the Lord was bringing me through while breaking me down to make me anew. Being raised in church my whole life, I have never been to a church like this before. Bradley doesn't waver from the true gospel, and he won't compromise the truth even if it means standing alone.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. Covering the obvious today. While all of the said conservatives of today, yesterday's liberal, for the most part, are going all the same direction. In the face of the obvious, they have eyes, they see not. They have ears, they hear not. These are the ones that put their fingers on their eyeballs, that regardless of what you show these people, you could transport them to the sun and they wouldn't see the sun because they don't want to see the sun. And it doesn't matter if they want to see the sun or not. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. And I'm speaking about the judgment, not just after this life, but during this life as well. Because if you look at Galatians 6, 7, 8, 6, 7, and 8, it says, he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. Folks, what I'm highlighting right now is an opportunity for the American people to set the record straight concerning what's going on in the people's White House. And this isn't just Donald. This is treasonous Joe. This is sodomite foreigner Barack Obama. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. This has been going on for a long, long time. And what do people do? They're entertained by it. They act like what we're talking about in a different country. Like it's funny, like it's a game as they're being entertained out of their freedoms because of the people that they tolerate to reside in the offices, to hold the helm of their country that's leading the people in the direction that it shouldn't be going, the wrong direction, down, not up. And why is that? Because these people are from beneath, not from above, like Jesus said. And quite frankly, I am tired of it. And I know that you are too. Now, again, if you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. I'm going to go to Media Touch because truth is golden. There's going to be some things said here by Donald and others around Donald Trump, but you're going to see some film and you're going to hear the conversation to my affiliates out there, so you're not missing anything. But again, if you want to watch this, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. There are things that are omitted, so I just want to tell my affiliates right off the bat that they're omitted. There's no swearing. We wouldn't tolerate it anyways. We want no vulgarities, no expletives, and the such. But let's go ahead and play this concerning what, in fact, Donald's been doing for the last 30 years of his life with his good buddy Jeffrey Epstein and P. Diddy. Don't forget I just said P. Diddy. Okay, here we go.
He was running a sex trafficking ring in the early 2000s that included underage girls as young as 14 years old.
Donald Trump in 2002 said of Epstein, he's a lot of fun to be with. It's even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side.
He routinely spoke fawningly of Jeffrey. He admired Epstein's lifestyle.
Your daughter, she's beautiful. Can I say this? A piece of
She's actually always been very voluptuous.
What is
he's talking about his daughter friends.
Legs. We don't know whether or not she's got this part yet.
You were playing tennis and you came off the court. Quote, look at that piece of I would love some of that. It so happened that Trump was referring to Cohen's then 15-year-old daughter, Samantha.
I had the impression that he was interested in younger women and that, you know, women would age out for him.
Miss Teen Universe? Yeah, that's like giving Jeffrey Dahmer a cooking show.
I'll go backstage before a show, and everyone's getting dressed and ready and everything else. And I'm allowed to go in because I'm the owner of the pageant, and therefore I'm inspecting it. Yeah. I standing there with no clothes.
Donald Trump is heard making questionable comments about a young girl.
You're going up the escalator?
By the way, that was Charlie Kirk's
lawsuit
platform.
Against the presumptive GOP nominee alleges he raped a girl when she was 13 years old.
Prince Andrew answering questions for the first time about his friendship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
I don't know Prince Andrew. But it's a tough story.
Trump has been photographed with Prince Andrew as far back as the year 2000.
Ghislaine Maxwell is accused of helping Epstein sexually abuse underage girls.
I've met her numerous times over the years, especially since I lived in Palm Beach, and I guess they lived in Palm Beach. But I wish her well.
You know about sexual predators and things like that. Right. I mean,
you are one.
All right, I was going to say that, but it's true.
And it's crazy, and people are thinking that this guy's really going to actually hold to his word. Folks, if he can't be faithful to the Lord, he certainly isn't going to be faithful to his wife or his people. Watch the video yesterday of his former wife friends talking about how a showgirl ruined their marriage. And she was highlighting the fact that Donald doesn't know how to tell the truth. Of course he doesn't. Again, that's all you have to do is look at the fruit hanging on his branches, folks. Here's my objective. My objective is not to tear any man down because there's none righteous, no, not one. My objective here is to show you that Donald Trump is not the standard. Period. This is what he's guilty of. And you think you've convinced, many of you have convinced yourself that somehow or another he's going to make America great again as he's preying on women and young girls all over the place. All of what I was playing on social media platforms was him speaking. It was videos of him hanging out with Epstein, Prince Andrews. The list goes on. Oh, I'm not done. We're going to keep going here. Here's another one. As all these women, for those that didn't know, that are coming out right now accusing him of the crimes that he's guilty of, you heard it come out of his own mouth, even talking about his daughter in such a perverted manner. He's playing the victim. Folks, accuse others of what you're guilty of. Man, I'll tell you what, these are pupils of the devil, aren't they? Well, I want to tell you something. I am a son and a joint heir of Christ who brings all things to the light. And regardless if you like it or not, you're not going to squelch the truth. Why? Because the truth is like a lion. Okay? That's all you have to do is let it go. It will take care of itself. And that's exactly what it's doing. I want to say this too. When there's no peace in truth, let me say it again. When there's no truth in peace or peace in truth, when there is no peace in truth, the truth is slain. But I want to tell you something. The truth is never slain. It's only temporary. Okay? Because the Lord will vindicate all things. Okay? Now, I want to go to the next one. I want you to listen to this one as well. This is a bunch of women coming forward. And I, by the way, what you do if you're accused, if somebody accused me of something, I would be just like my friend, Judge Roy Moore. When he ran for Senate, I believe it was probably 6 years ago, I remember it was none other than the said speaker for the Republican Party, cocaine trafficking Mitch McConnell, Mr. Anti-Drugger, who was busted transporting 90 pounds of cocaine on his in-law's Chinese shipping boats. That was attacking my friend, Judge Roy Moore in Alabama. I remember when they came out with accusations against my friend, Judge Roy Moore. And I knew that instantaneously that when they did that, that was going to be their first mistake and it was going to be their last mistake. The women that came out and accused him, it was traced back that it was all bought and paid for by none other than Mitch McConnell. He didn't stop there. He took it to the women. Did you know that he won over $3 million in a lawsuit? Did you know that the mainstream media withheld all that information? So we pulled him back up on the show again, only to tell you, Bradley, you've got to tell the people that we won this court case. He wasn't guilty of what the mainstream media was accusing him of. He attacked. He went for his accusers. That's what you're supposed to do. What is Donald Trump doing? He's telling you to shut up. Quit talking about it. And what are all the said conservatives of the day doing? Folks, they're going the same direction. They're shutting up. Good little useful idiots, aren't they? Yeah, they're absolutely good useful idiots. Americans define conservative in Webster's 1828. Also define the fact that the standard here is Acts 17:31. What does it say? Because he hath appointed my father in the day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by who? By that perfect lamb without spot or blemish. I'm adding. He has appointed. He has appointed the Christ as the standard whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men that he hath raised him from the dead. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, folks, they would say, bring it down, Brother Dean. We're bringing it down. We're bringing it down. Let me show this video to you, and you're going to hear it in audio as well. My affiliate friends, this is incredible. Again, this is what's happening in the face of all the lies.
Times, did you grope women? Did you kiss them? And he just adamantly says, no. I jumped off of my couch, and I was like, you're a liar.
Summer Zervos once appeared as a contestant on Trump's reality show, The Apprentice.
He came to me and started kissing me open-mouthed as he was pulling me towards him. I tried to push him away. I pushed his chest to put space between us, and I said, come on, man, get real. He repeated my words back to me, get real, as he began thrusting his genitals.
I was very young. The person on my right, who, unbeknownst to me at that time, was Donald Trump, put their hand up my skirt.
Temple Taggart is a former Miss Utah. She says without her consent, Trump kissed her on the lips immediately after meeting her in 1997. Rachel Crooks told the New York Times that Trump kissed her inappropriately as well in 2005. Natasha Stoyanov, a writer for People magazine, says Trump forcibly kissed her and pinned her down while on a reporting assignment at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. And Jessica Leeds says Trump grabbed her breasts and put his hands up her skirt on a plane in the early 1980s. Donald Trump, again Friday, denied all of the allegations against him.
Of course he's going to deny the allegations, friends. But again, you got to look at him when he's being confronted with it. Now, I told you to hold on to P. Diddy, didn't I? I said hold on to P. Diddy. Why? Because Donald Trump is considering pardoning P. Diddy. In the face of all the victims, by the way, concerning those that are still alive, that are able to tell you the truth of the matter as to what took place in politics with Trump and Diddy at their parties, their freak-off parties, and the victims are the ones coming out and telling you all the people that are being sold to you as the good guys, they were at the parties preying on young people. Okay? So all I can do is give you the facts, folks. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles."
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today. BBSRadio.com.
I can't make this up, folks. Again, what's happening is there are some genuine conservatives out there and genuine Christians that have had enough of this political idolatry that they've seen across the boards concerning Donald Trump, and they're sickened by it, like the majority of the American people. And I'm saying that for the very reason that I'm not ousting Donald Trump because it's something to do. I'm saying, no, we're going to use the law that exposes the crime, Romans 3:20. Then we're going to show the responsible party, which would be the American people, the crimes of the one that's guilty. You know, in this particular case, Donald Trump is saying they're all lying about him. Every single one of them, they're a bunch of liars. Out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. So how many have come out? How many victims, namely young girls, have come out? Even boys that have come out and said that they were violated by this man? Do you see the perfect opportunity in which we have? Because the people would bring justice. Now is the perfect time to do it. And to clean house from the top to the bottom. Folks, if he's going to commit adultery against his wife, don't think for one moment he cares about you or me. As a matter of fact, we even have spiritualists. No joke. No joke. Spiritualists, devil worshipers coming out, and they are saying that Donald himself, he's a magician. He's ushering in the New World Order. We couldn't do it without him, she said. I'm, again, not making any of this up. I'm just trying to make people aware of what's going on in their country, because if they don't do it, folks, nobody's going to do it for them. Things are going to get worse, and they're going to get worse, and they're going to get worse, just like they are right now. But here's the Lord breaking in to our world and saying his world, but in our world, if we're going to receive him or reject him, it's still his world. But the point I'm making is metaphorically, is that in our world, through his mercy, and saying, okay, here, if you really want a clean house, it'll start with this. If you ignore what I'm going to show you and you let it go, don't tell me I didn't tell you. Don't tell me I didn't bring it to the light, because the Lord was faithful and is faithful enough to do so, okay? And he's done it again and again and again and again on the behalf of the people worldwide since the beginning of history. And what's interesting is people complain about what it is that they tolerate. They expect the Lord to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. Folks, that's not the God of the Bible. He is that way to those that don't have the strength. He is that way to those that are lost in sin, those that he means to save. Yes, indeed, he is a merciful God. Yes, he's a loving God, friends. But we have to respond to the common sense that he's given to us too when he brings it to the light. And it's exactly what he's doing. I'm sure you guys all know who this witch is, but I want you to listen to what she has to say, because I never want to say something on the show that I can't back it up with them saying it themselves or giving it texts or textual context for you to see the truth of the matter. Look at this.
Trump is the best thing happened ever to us. That he is the...
Donald Trump is the best thing that's ever happened to us. Trump is the dark magician.
Of the highest order.
Of the highest order.
That he's there in his irrational mind to create confusion.
He's there to create confusion.
That the human being can find new order.
To a final new world order.
Thinking about this in that way. He's completely turning things upside down.
He's completely turning things up upside down.
Because since Trump is around, things are changing. Because we are waking up.
Okay, because we are waking up, she said. In other words, the satanic world is beginning to win the day. The magician, as she was highlighting, is also known as the Magus or the juggler, is the first trump or major arcana card in most traditional tarot decks. It is used in game playing and divination, okay? That's what's up on the screen right now. And again, they're talking about how he is the one that's bringing confusion. So and the satanic world is praising him for being a great magician.
Horrible period. This horrible, dark period where this monster came and worked its horrible, horrible spell over the world.
A horrible, horrible spell. Isn't it interesting how these people think? This is what just gets me. They think they're in control. They think they're in charge. They think that they're finally winning the day. One question for all the bad guys. What are you fighting against? You're fighting against what? You're fighting against the seed of the righteous, the seed of the church. Has this been since the beginning of time? Yep. Okay, so you're talking about how you're having your way. You act like you're not going to die. You act like somehow or another, you're just going to get a pass on Judgment Day. You're deceiving yourself. You're deceiving yourself. And you have these people that are put up because they bow down unto the enemy of their souls, not realizing that he is the deluder and he's the deceiver. And as Jesus called his minions, he called them out and said, there is no truth in you. And this is what they call the truth. That's insanity. Well, we know where sinners go, right? Don't ever sit there and tell me, you know, God loves the sin, the sinner, but hates the sin. Let me remind you of something, people. It's the person that chooses to sin that you would call the sinner that goes to hell. The sin doesn't go to hell independent of the one that chose to do so. Gosh, where are you people getting that from? Oh, you know, God loves the sin, or the sinner, but he hates the sin. Yeah. I mean, that's like, yeah, okay, Lord, on judgment day, hey, Lord, I went on in my sin, and I was told that you love the sinner. I'm that sinner, and that's what I'm supposed to say because religious people told me that, and somehow or another, outside of the blood, outside of repentance, outside of sanctification, outside of justification, first and foremost, somehow or another, I'm going to get a pass, and I'm going to go into heaven. You're being deceived. You've deceived yourself. Oh, I can hear the person say, Bradley, you know, I was the other day, I was at church in this evangelist, he said to me, Bradley, you know, he said, come on up here and make a decision for Jesus. Well, let me tell you something, friends. If you know anything about Scripture, it's not you making a decision for Jesus. It's Jesus making a decision for you so that you might make a decision for Jesus. That's called justification by faith. That's called sola fide. Faith alone, but not faith that is alone. It's called justification by faith. Anyways, for the sake of time, getting into preach mode here, which is always good, let's go over and see what Mr. Donald Trump has to say about his bro Diddy. Check this out.
Diddy for 6 years trained me to have to be perfect.
Working for Diddy.
Absolutely.
I love Diddy.
I love Diddy, he said. Pictures of him and
my
Diddy.
Mizzle. You know he's a good friend of mine.
He's a good friend of mine, Trump said.
Is he a good guy?
I don't want to answer that
question. Oh, why? I think he's a good guy. I'm going to stick up for him.
Working for Diddy.
Okay, so again, folks, you see what's going on. This is what I want to show you outside of the fact that Donald Trump is calling Diddy his really good friend. I'm going to stick up for Diddy, he said, because the girls said when asked, is he a good guy? They didn't want to answer the question. He's a pimp. That's why he's in trouble today. Okay. Do you want to see who's trying to block all of this from coming out today? I've told you this 1,000 times. I started the show off talking about it. Look at this. All subservient to who? AIPAC. All subservient to Zionist, modern day Israel, Rothschild's Israel. Not the Israel of God, the Lord, not the biblical Israel. No, man made Israel. All of these said good guys, Republicans, voted no to releasing Epstein's files. They're all extorted. Are you with me yet? I don't know that you are. Did you see this? It's a picture of Ghislaine Maxwell. Congress blocks her from revealing Epstein files. What happens when the American people say to their said representatives, we've had enough of you, and you impeach and prosecute every single one of them, and you clean house, and you put the people's vote in to office? Folks, we don't need more laws. We need good men in office to enforce the laws that we have, not these policies where they're continuously assailing us and undermining the Constitution and making us the enemies of who we are in this country. Look at this, folks. Who's doing it? Said good guys, Republicans block House vote on release of Epstein documents. The House Rules Committee voted 7-5 to block a House vote calling for the release of Epstein documents. All 7 votes came from the good guys, unconstitutional Republican members, with only one that was willing to stand up, Rep. Ralph Norman, voting in favor of holding a House vote. Who's blocking it? Americans, these are the same people that have been going after you. These are the same people that have been accusing the straw man of what they call left, the left, when in fact it's the fruit hanging on their branches of compromise. Look at this. I want to show this to you as well. Some people that are of the genuine sort are saying Republicans block Ghislaine testimony. What is Trump hiding? Folks, people have had it with this guy. They've had it with this scoundrel. And the whole lot of them, it's time to clean house, and now's our opportunity to do it lawfully. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.